Good morning and welcome to our 14th anniversary of the 9/11 Memorial. I'm Charlie Williams, president of the Juneau Glacier Valley Rotary Club. I'd like to ask everyone to make sure your phones are on silent. Be respectful. Today we pay homage and honor the sacrifice of so many people who lost their lives as we remember the events which occurred in our nation 14 years ago today. Remembrance brings to mind the tragedy and will forever be a testament to the valor and sheer bravery of those who raced into harm's way to save so many innocent lives. We are proud and thankful to be in the company of such men and women today, our local first responders and members of our armed forces joining us here and in spirit across our nation and around the world. I'd like to invite Pastor Terry Harvey Stage to give today's invocation.
Let us gather in prayer. God of courage and compassion, as we gather to remember the lives lost and drastically changed since September 11th, 2001, we ask that you surround us with your gifts. Pour out upon us the gift of comfort. Give your comfort to all those who continue to grieve and live with unbearable holes in their lives. Be present with all those whose lives have been altered dramatically in the wars that have followed. Pour out the gift of strength. May we have the courage to resist feelings of bitterness and revenge, and instead seek healing and wholeness in our world. May we confront hate and evil wherever it exists, with grace and truth. And pour out the gift of hope. Give us the vision to look into the darkness and chaos of our world with inspiration and hope. Fill us with the power to seek peace in our relationships as well as our world. O God, bind up the wounds in our nation, fill our leaders with wisdom, and send us forth to be your love in this world. In you we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Terry. In a few moments, there will be an opportunity to meet members of our first response and armed forces community. This will be followed by a presentation of the colors by the Juneau Police Department's Honor Guard. At 9:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first of the World Trade Center towers fell. At precisely 9:58 a.m., we will have the half-masting of the United States flag, which will be accompanied by our national anthem, sung today by Abigail Zahasky. Please take the opportunity for the next few moments to meet the members of our first response and armed forces community and really let them know how much you appreciate their willingness to put service above self. Thank you.
okay because my husband just came.
I'll work on that. I'll put it.
On a guard, attend, hoo! Forward, four.
Lucy, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Order, halt!
The 9/11 Memorial Design. This memorial is to commemorate the victims of the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the downed aircraft over Pennsylvania, to pay tribute to the efforts of the rescue and recovery at each site, and to acknowledge the continued fight to preserve our freedom. The design of the memorial is a broken pentagon representing the Pentagon building. Each side measures 4 feet in length, representing the 4 lost airplanes. The 2 missing sides represent the twin towers of the World Trade Center. The memorial is constructed with concrete and Pennsylvania marble to represent the strength found in our heroes. The forget-me-not flowers symbolize the rebirth of patriotism and our promise to never forget. The flag represents the unity of our nation. The head of the memorial's pentagon is aligned with the North Star, a symbol of all Alaskans.
We gather this morning in remembrance of the 2,973 individuals who died during the attacks 14 years ago today. 2,602 of them at the World Trade Center, 125 at the Pentagon, and 246 on the 4 planes. We also honor the rescue workers who responded in the following hours, days, and months after the attacks. 1,400 of them have since died, and many others are battling the effects of exposure to toxins at Ground Zero. Around the country, Americans gather on this date, refreshing our national memory of what we learned on September 11, 2001, that there is evil that would obliterate us if it could, but also that the realities of self-sacrifice, duty, and loyalty are all around us and well kept within the hearts of ordinary people. The selfless courage, unwavering loyalty, and sense of duty demonstrated by those who responded to the World Trade Center triggers particularly intense emotions within the fire, police, and emergency medical services community. We lost 403 brothers and sisters that day, each an individual that wouldn't be returning to family or friends. The healing goes on, as does the commitment to serve with an integrity and compassion that honors the memory of the fallen. We will never forget their sacrifice. We all saw through the horror of that day what it means to be human, that our connection with one another is as close as the manifestation of kindness and selflessness within the human spirit. By celebrating those unique qualities, we triumph over intimidation and are guided forward with the knowledge that we will prevail. When we leave here today, we should do so with gratitude for those who protect our community and our country, as well as the conviction that good does triumph over evil. I would now ask that you take a time to silently remember those that were lost in New York City, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and Arlington County, Virginia.
Thank you all for coming to honor the fallen and for your vow to never forget. Thank you for realizing the true significance of this day. I would also like to give a special thank you to Terry Brabeck, representing the governor's office, Jerry Nan Kervis, Jesse Keel, Kate Troll, Kathy Munoz, and Dennis Egan, Juno's elected delegation for attending us today. The members of the Juno Rotary Clubs thank you all for attending today's ceremony.